Okay, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 21. While you're turning, I want to say it's good to be saved. Thank God for the good Spirit of the Lord, where there's liberty, where there's freedom to worship God in spirit and truth. Can't worship God without His Spirit. Can't worship God without His truth. And I thank the Lord for the service thus far. Thank God for the message from Brother Cargill. No greater advice you've ever heard in your life than what you just heard a few minutes ago. And you may not think it's too important now what he said. But one of these days you're going to realize that the most important thing you could ever do would be consider Jesus Christ. Eternity depends on it, friend. Heaven or hell depends on what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's been a real blessing for me to be here. You know, we got a busload leaving to go home tonight after service. And then I will be on an early flight leaving out tomorrow morning. So this will be the last service I'll have part in. And I thank God for the privilege of being here. It's always refreshing to my soul. And I hope God's done a little something for you and sure has me. Thank God for the work here. Thank God for Dr. Ruckman, the work of the Bible Institute. God only knows the influence that his ministry's had over my life and helping me out and instructing my life, the Lord using him to do it. And eternity will reveal how he's helped a lot of people that's never even been to Pensacola, Florida. And I thank God for the Brother Ruckman, his ministry. Appreciate these men, everything that God's done for us. You know, this is no time to quit. There's a lot of people quitting, but this ain't the time to quit. This is not the time to quit. This is the day to keep hanging in there. A lot of folks turning back. Like that one little fella, his teacher been telling about Lot. And she said, now don't turn back, kids. Don't turn back. Said Lot's wife turned back and she turned into a pillow of salt. The little guy said, that ain't nothing. My mama looked back and turned into a telephone pole. Buddy, I tell you, this ain't no time to be looking back. Better keep your eyes on the Lord. Brother Cargill was talking about them fellows with their collars turned around backwards. And we're not plagued with those too much. I never see one of them where we live. But I understand there's a lot of them up north and different places like that. And it's pitiful. When he was telling that, it reminded me of a story I heard where this fellow's riding a motorcycle. And this other guy's on the back of it. And they was flying down the road and it was real cold. So the guy on the back had the bright idea. He'd turn his jacket around, you know, and put his arms in it this way and button it down his back and he'd keep the wind off of him. So he turned his jacket around. They flew on down the road and a little bit had a wreck and hit a tree and killed a fella right driving the motorcycle. And the other one's laying there about dead. Finally, he died. And they said, the medic filled out the report and they said, you know, the man riding the motorcycle was killed instantly. And the other fella was dead the time we got his head turned around. So that's awful, ain't it? Wouldn't it be awful to be in a wreck? Somebody break your neck? Them guys got their clothes on backwards, man. They're going the wrong way. All right, Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. I don't know why God let us live in this day. D.L. Moody's gone. Spurgeon's gone. Whitfield. Charles Finney. All those preachers are gone. Look at who the Lord chose to herald His second coming. Us. Boy, I tell you, I know God knows what He's doing, but I wonder why He let me live today. I believe that the Lord is coming soon. Look at Luke chapter 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This, of course, the advent. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And on and on and on. Verse 34, take heed. Verse 36, watch. And people all the way through there, he was warning them of the times during the tribulation when they would be watching for the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk to you tonight about Satanism, signs of the times, and the second coming of the Lord. Just how close do you believe we are to the coming of Jesus tonight? I'm going to give you some information that the Lord just dumped in my lap back in last March. I didn't even ask for it. It just started coming in. And I put together some own stuff and also got some of Dr. Ruckman's stuff and put together this illustrated message that I use in young people's groups and at youth camp and things like that. Now, we know tonight that the second coming of the Lord is in two parts. The second coming of the Lord's in two parts, just like the first coming of the Lord was in two parts. First coming of the Lord was in two parts. The first part of the first coming, He appeared as a little baby in Bethlehem's manger to believers only at night. 30 years later, He appeared in public to anyone that wanted to know Him and began His public ministry, and that was the second part of the first coming. Now, just like the first coming's in two parts, second coming's in two parts. The first part of the second coming is called the rapture. That means when we disappear off of this earth. That means when the Lord just speaks the word and you and I that are saved leave here. That's what we've been singing about tonight. And brother, the second part of the second coming is called the revelation or the advent, and then every eye shall see Him and them which pierced Him and all of that. We're going to deal with both of those tonight and signs leading up to it. There's a fellow jumped me in South Carolina a few days ago, and I preached this message. He said, "I take it that you believe in the pre-tribulation rapture." I said, I reckon you could take it. I preached an hour on it. And I said, "Yeah, I sure enough do." I said, I heard an old preacher say, he said, "I'm supreme millennial. I don't even go to the post office." He said, "I quit eating post toasties." He said, "I don't like that word." He said, "I'm not only pre-millennial, I believe in the pre-tribulation rapture." He said, "I don't even believe in the mid-tribulation. That's a ruptured rapture. That mid-trib where you're going halfway through." And they get that because they don't understand Daniel chapter 9 about that week, that 70th week that we call the 70th week of Daniel. But you'll notice, if you ever read Luke 12:36, you don't have to turn to it, that when the Lord comes back after these people that I've been talking about tonight, the Bible said that keep your lamps burning, and as men that wait on their Lord, when He shall return from the wedding. When He comes to get them, He's already married. The bride's already been there, got married, and then He's coming after this other bunch we're going to be talking about tonight a little bit. Now, you don't want to miss the rapture. You listen to me? Everybody in here under 25, stand up. If you're under 25, stand up. You don't want to miss the rapture. Don't miss the rapture, kids. Don't be a fool. All right, you can be seated. You don't want to miss the rapture. You hear me? You don't want to miss the rapture. Are you listening to me this evening? Don't miss it. Get ready. We're going to leave here real, real soon. Now, when the Lord comes in the rapture, it will be just like that. As a thief in the night. In a moment, in the what? Twinkling. I'm glad you said twinkling, not blinking. I've heard people say, "Boy, it'll be just like blinking your eye." No, no. That's way, way too slow. Did you know it takes a 50th of a second to blink your eye? That's too slow, man. By the time you got your eyes blinked, we'd be 100,000 miles from here. It said the twinkling of an eye. Illustration. If it takes a 50th of a second to blink your eye, and you drive on a 10-hour trip at 55 miles an hour and blink your eyes regularly like 25 times a minute. Average person blinks 25 times a minute. Some people blink a lot more than that, you know, if they've been on drugs or something. But the average person blinks 25 times a minute. If you drove on a 10-hour trip, blinked 25 times a minute, you would drive 33 miles with your eyes shut. There ain't no wonder there's so many people wrecking and getting killed out there. Man drive 33, and I have drove a lot further than that on a 10-hour trip with my eyes shut. Lots of times. I've seen visions. I've been so sleepy I couldn't hardly stay on the road. But you think about that. But we are leaving here at the speed of light. Somebody tell me how fast light travels. 186,000. 1,000 miles a second. Have you thought about that lately? You say, I don't know if they put radar on it and checked it or how they figured that out. But anyway you figure it, man, that's swift. Well, I mean, can you imagine? All right, 186,000 miles a second. Are you ready, light? Get on your mark. Get set. Go! Stop! It went 186,000 miles. That's getting on it, brother. That is moving. All right, light, get on your mark. Get set. Go! Stop! It went 186,000 miles. Illustration. If I took a rifle and I could fire a bullet at the speed of light and I held it chest high like this and that bullet would go out of that gun and follow the circle of the earth. There wasn't no mountains. And it stayed that high off the world, went all the way around the world, come back right here. I could pull the trigger and fire that gun at the speed of light. That bullet would go around the world, come back, and go through my body 7 times before I could fall over. That's moving, brother. That am getting on down the road. Ready? Bow! Through your body. That's the speed of light. That's how fast it'll be when Jesus comes. Oh, I've heard that. I know some of you cool cats in here tonight. Brother, the preacher's already described you. You've got all the answers. You know everything. You're going to... I'll just wait and see if it happens. Yeah, and it'll be too late for you, friend. You're going to get left, buddy. You're going to get left. You're going to be left. I got saved 2 months right after Brother Cargill did. And God got a hold of me as an 18-year-old boy. And the Lord dealt with me. And it dawned on me that I was in. And the greatest day of my life was when I realized that when the roll would be called up yonder, I'd be there. And you're here tonight and you're not saved. The greatest thing you could do would be to come down here and give your life to the Lord. Let Him give you life and change you and save you. Well, let's talk about that this thing tonight, right quickly. Don't worry about the scoffers. Don't worry about the people that say it's not true. The evidence is against them. The signs are being fulfilled. There's things happening in the world tonight that there is no way under God's sun could be happening if the Bible was not the Word of God. If a man's an atheist, he's got a big problem. And his problem is, how come everything's turning out just like the Bible said it would 2,000 years ago? The days of Noah. The days of Lot. Homosexuality is a sign that the Lord gave 2,000 years ago. He said, when you see that, I'm coming. They're out of the closet. It's getting plumb spooky. It used to be scary for a woman to walk down the street at night. Now they're safer than we are. That's right. But you go in the restroom and, hello, good looking. Heard one not too long ago, I said, oh, I'm just so mad I could squeeze a grape. That's men nowadays, brother. That's men for you. Don't let the scoffers bother you. Brother, we're living in that day when scoffers, listen, every time somebody comes up to me and they say, oh, you don't believe that stuff, do you? I say, sure. They say, I've heard that all of my life. Something inside me goes, whoopee. Hallelujah. That means the Lord's coming. That's one of the signs. One of the signs the Lord really is coming is they'll say, I've heard it all my life. He said, there shall come scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Sun still rises in the east, sets in the west. Grandma and Grandpa, you sigh, ain't never come yet. Well, the Lord said when they said that, you might as well just shout and have a good time because He is coming. Just like God used Pharaoh to fulfill His purpose, just like God will use the Antichrist to fulfill His purpose, God's using these scoffers not to decrease our faith, but to increase. You know what? If scientists find the rock that's 100 million years old, you know what that ought to do to us? It ought to make us shout. You said disprove. It wouldn't disprove nothing. God could have made it 100 million years old in 1 second if He had wanted to. That ain't no trouble with God. Don't be intimidated by oppositions of science falsely so-called. I like that story about old grandma, and we'll get in the slides. And grandma's down in the house, and she's a-praying, bless her heart. And boy, she's a-praying, she didn't have nothing to eat. And that's one of my favorite stories about those scoffers. She come down there, and she's a-saying, "Oh, God, send me something to eat. Oh, God, I'm starving." And she's praying for three loaves of bread. "Lord, send her three loaves." About that time, these two scoffers walked up the road. And they walked in there, and they hear old mamma in there praying. They know this old fool in there praying that God's going to send her three loaves of bread. We don't believe that junk. Who's she trying to kid? About that time, one of them said, "Hey, I know what let's do. Let's go down to the store and buy three loaves of bread. And we'll climb up on top of her house and we'll sneak up there and drop it down the chimney. And we'll get a big laugh. She'll thank God sent it to her. And we'll make a fool out of her." So grandma's still a-praying, "Oh, God, send me three loaves. Lord, I know you can do it." And them old boys went down the store, bought her three loaves of bread, and they snuck up on top of the house. Now, snuck is a Greek term you Yankees may not understand. That means they crept up privily on the side of the house. And boy, they went up there, and they climbed up there on top of the house. And about that time, they listened to old grandma down there, "Oh, God, you can do it, God, send." And all of a sudden, blink, 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 right out in the middle of the floor in front of grandma, popped them three loaves of bread. And I mean to tell you, she cut the awfulest shine that ever was. She began to scream. She got her handkerchief out. She went back and forth through the house. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I mean, just having a time. They give her about 5 minutes of that and went down there and knocked on the door. And grandma come to the door. "Oh, Lord of God, whoa!" And they liked her and said, "What you shouting about, old woman?" She said, "I was down there on the floor praying, and God heard me and sent me three loaves." They said, "He did not. God didn't send you that." "Yes, He did, Lord of God." They said, "He did not." They said, "We're scoffers. God didn't send you them loaves. We went down to the store and snuck up on top of your house and dropped that bread down your chimney. And God didn't..." "Yes, He did. Hallelujah, pray." They said, "Now listen, God didn't send that. We did." And she stepped on a shouting. She just said, "Hallelujah. God still sent it, even if the devil did bring it." And just kept right on a shout. "Woo! Hallelujah." I tell you tonight, sometimes they try to decrease our faith and make fun of us and call us crazy and fanatics. But that lets us know that we're on the right track, got the right book, got the right faith, and the Lord is coming again. He is coming again. But until He does, we're not in darkness that day should overtake us as a thief. That's what the message is about tonight. Y'all, when you fellas get the lights right quick, we'll hurry along. Now tonight, I want you to pay close attention. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you better listen real careful and pay attention to every word. One of these days, it's going to all be over for you, buddy. And you're going to stand and face God. Now, the sun's shining up here, boys. Somebody get these up here, too. There you go. Feel like I was on a tanning bed the other night when I first got up here. Now, the Lord is coming soon. He is coming soon. Just exactly like He said, you are running out of time. Do you hear me? We are in the last 10 years of the last century of the sixth millennium that God gave man to do business with man. We're running out of time, friend. If 7 of those years are tribulation, if the Lord does do it that way, you are flat on the last few days. Prepare to meet God while you've got an opportunity. Now here's a picture, a little chart that shows the second coming of Jesus. As you can see, the second coming of the Lord is in two parts. The first part's called the rapture. That's for Christians. We're going out of here and we're going to face the judgment seat of Christ while all hell's breaking loose down here in this period called the tribulation. At the end of that tribulation, we come back down with the Lord for a 1,000-year honeymoon to our new husband. And then we move into a brand new solid gold mansion He's built for us and live forever and ever and ever. And brother, this evening, this tribulation lasts 7 years. Now that word comes from the word tribulum, where we get our word trouble. And it's time of Jacob's trouble, as was not since the world began, no, nor ever would be again. The mark of the beast here enforced these last 3.5 years as mandatory to buy or sell anything. Now, what I'm going to show you tonight is the stage of the world is already being set for this time right here. And there's got to be 3.5 years in here. We're getting ready to leave out of here real quick. And that's, hey, brother, somebody said we was going to leave like Superman and come back like a Lone Ranger. As one old country preacher said, he said, we're going to do this. He said, I'm going to go meet my boss. I'm going to suffer my loss, eat my supper, and saddle my horse. And come on back home and come back to rule with the Lord for 1,000 years of peace on earth. But the devil's planning your destruction, young people. He's planning a stairway for you. You start out in the second and third grade, laughing at dirty jokes and saying dirty words, and you're cussing by the time you're in the fifth grade, and by the time you're in the ninth grade, you've already tasted a beer and looked at dirty magazines and maybe smoked pot, and then you're a regular beer drinker, pot smoking, guzzling, fornicator, and next thing you know, blah! Car wreck. And you're in hell. You see this young man right here? He's one of 4 young men who got involved in Satanism through rock and roll. Now this thing of Satanism has got our country scared silly. Geraldo and his TV special. The government. The news media. Everybody's talking about it. These boys got involved through heavy metal music. And they said somebody got in their head. And they begin to sacrifice things to the devil. And the devil told them, open the door and I'll never let you go. And they begin to offer animal. One day they got a little puppy dog. And they took it out in the woods to offer it to the devil. They felt like the devil would give them power if they'd do that. And they got in an old abandoned clothes dryer and put that little puppy dog in there and filled it with rags all around it, poured kerosene around it, set it on fire. They said that little puppy dog would scream, and they just got a thrill when they'd hear it scream. They said it sounded much like a human being screaming, and the devil whispered in their heart and said, I want a person. I want a person. I want a person. And they got one of their best friends, Steve Newberry. These guys were on the news. One of them saved now and got a testimony. They were on TV not long ago. And they listened to the song that said, dying time is here. You see, demons get a hold of the music and then get a hold of your brain and then get a hold of your body. You're fooling with something bigger than you are. They took their friend Steve Newberry out in the woods. They turned around and looked at him. They said, Steve, you're the sacrifice tonight. He said, no, guys, you're kidding. You don't mean it. No, fellas. One of them took a baseball bat, hauled off, slapped Steve upside the head. They beat him 47 times, I believe it was, with the baseball bats. Left him groaning, threw him down in an old shaft. Sacrificed their friend to the devil. There he is. He said, why me, guys? They were laughing at him. A demonic. This is 16, 17-year-old boys laughing at their friend while they beat him to death under the power of the devil. They woke up in prison and realized the devil had double-crossed them. They thought they'd get power. They thought, hey, what'd make a kid do something like that? I was preaching at a camp meeting down in Atlanta, Georgia, like 6 months ago or so. They took me out to eat after the service. They said, preacher, you was on target tonight. They said about 3 blocks from where we sit and stand here tonight, 2 16-year-old boys got a 15-year-old girl. They took a knife, sliced her body, got her heart out of her body, sacrificed it to some kind of satanic cult worship service, and carved a pentagram in her chest and buried her under the dirt. That stuff's going on all over Florida. Don't kid yourself. The news media's got our attention on Noriega. And the whales up in Alaska or something. They're not going to tell you how bad this thing really is. The national magazines, Satanism on the front of them all over the country. Let's look, see what the book says. I'm not giving you my opinion tonight on this. Look. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Look at this. Modern rock group famous for their lyrics, and young people are flipped over. This is not a rock music presentation, but I've got a couple of them. Now, you know what they're doing to you kids? They're lying to you. They're saying, take me down, see? Take me down. Take me down. Are you kidding? Is that what you really want? Well, you better think about it. You better think about it real serious. Because paradise is where they're telling you. They're saying, take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. You better listen, friend, because your time is running short. Take me down. Listen to what they're saying. Take me down. Take me down. Well, the first lie they're telling you is this. Paradise ain't down. It used to be in the heart of the earth. But when Jesus rose from the dead, He moved it and took it up to the third heaven. And now it's up there in the presence of God Almighty. They're taking you the wrong way. Look how the cross on the front of their record. One's face over here where they nail nails in the hands of Jesus. A face here where they put nails in His feet and a crown of thorns on His head and a spear through His side where He was dying to keep these guys out of hell. And they're mocking Him by putting themselves on the cross. What you're doing is dancing with demons. And you don't even know it. Look at what this man said. Rock music and Satanism kill my son. Here's a group. I'm going to let you hear just a little bit of this song. And I want to tell you these words. They're weird words, man. Listen to it. I screamed aloud to the old man. I said, don't lie and don't say you don't know. I say, you'll pay for your mischief in this world or the next. Oh, then he fixed me with a freezing glance and the hellfires raged in his eyes. He said, you want to know the truth, son? I'll tell you the truth. Your soul's going to burn in the lake of fire. Their mascot back here is their demon where they get their power. What does that look like right there to you? Well, that's a Bible. Listen to him say it.
I said, don't lie, don't say, you don't know.
He said, you'll pay for your mischief.
I said, you'll pay for this mischief.
In this world or the next. Then the man fixed him with a freezing glance. Hellfire raged in his eyes. He said, you want to know the truth, son? Your soul's going to burn in the lake of fire. That's weird, ain't it? That's weird. Well, you just fasten your seatbelt tonight and look what's ahead. That's Stevie Nicks. Singing a group called Fleetwood Mac. And is out on her own now saying, it's said that she sings, standing, and performs in the center of a pentagram. You know what the center of a pentagram represents? Where the priest in Satanism offers up sacrifice to the devil. Well, let's take another direction just for a minute. The book said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Even mind the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now look at verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That verse is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. You know what that verse said? It said there's going to be so many fake preachers and false prophets that people's going to throw us all in the same bucket and say they're all a bunch of crooks. They're all a bunch of fornicators and adulterers. They're all running around on their wife. They're all stealing money from poor widows. They're all... Hey, can anybody in here stand up and say that ain't fulfilled? Stand up and tell me that verse ain't fulfilled. You know as well as I know that in the last 3 years, the ministry has sunk to an all-time low of a level of respect and confidence of the American people. We're the scum of the earth. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. You know what they're doing? They're laughing at us. They're saying all them preachers are crooks. You know why the devil does that? You know why the devil had such a heyday over Jim Baker? It's so that you as a sinner would not listen to the truth when you heard it and rip you off of your soul and take you to hell. Look at this song called Miracle Man that Ozzy Osbourne wrote making fun of Jimmy Swaggart. But let's look at this. What else is the devil doing? You know what this is? That's a snake handling service. And up in the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee and Kentucky, and I know it goes on up north in Ohio, parts of it sometime, there's people who gather, and the news media loves to get a hold of that too. And they always got some weird name for their church that ain't spelled right and the S's are backwards. And it says, oh, First Church of Fire Baptized Holy Ghost Church of God in Jesus' name or something like that. And there's a bunch of people in there and they bring out these snakes. And they believe that God has told them to reach in there and grab them rattles. Here you see a man with two or three up in his hands. And they're all, and I'm going to let you hear an actual snake handling service right now. This is as close as I ever want to get to one. I mean, you bring out the snakes in here, I feel led to leave. I like old Wendy Bagwell, man. They told him about him. He went to one of them snake handling services. They brought him out a big snake and tried to hand it to him. He said, where's your back door? They said, we ain't got one. He said, where you want one? I mean, leave the snakes alone, brother. But I'm going to let you hear it. Now, you tell me what kind of spirit you feel. Feel this spirit.
Ceremony is based upon the actual words from the Bible found in the 16th chapter of Mark. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
You can hear them shouting in the background. Feel the difference in the
spirit. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Weird spirit, ain't it? That ain't the spirit I felt in here when you were singing as well, my soul, a minute ago. What's got a hold of them? And do you know what? People Magazine, of all the things in the United States, People Magazine goes up there in the mountains and takes pictures of them last summer and does about a 3-page story and shows these church and describes their doctrine, describes them drinking strychnine and playing with rattlesnakes. Why is that? Why don't they go back there and find a country preacher that lives on a low salary and raises 3 or 4 kids and gives half his money to missions and supports the poor and preaches the gospel every... Why don't them hypocrites put some of them in the paper? You know why? It's the devil smearing the ministry to keep you from listening, to take you to hell. Listening? Now, if you'll listen real carefully... Here's a man putting his chest in the fire to prove his faith. If you'll listen real carefully, you'll actually hear a rattlesnake. Listen carefully, you'll hear it buzz. What is all this stuff? You say, well, preacher, the Bible said they shall take up serpents. That ain't what it's talking about. I don't all know what it is talking about, but I sure know it ain't that. I know one thing in the book of Acts, Paul reached in and pulled out a bunch of some sticks and a viper come out and got on him and he shook it off and didn't feel no harm of the apostolic signs that he had and won them people to God. You reckon that's what the Lord might have meant? But look at this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, plural, and doctrines of devils. Lord, in mercy, is that ever being fulfilled? You know what that is? That's a picture of the Satanic Bible printed by Anton LaVey, 1969. And for the first time, maybe for a lot of you, I'm going to let you hear the voice of Anton LaVey.
He published his Satanic Bible in 1969, and his followers have placed hundreds of thousands on the market.
This is a very selfish religion. We believe in greed. We believe in selfishness. We believe in all of the lustful thoughts that motivate man, because this is man's natural feeling.
Mm-hmm. His problem is he don't understand that man's is fallen. Here's a picture of a satanic mass recorded live at the Church of Satan in downtown San Francisco, California. And kids can order this. And it tells you on the back how that you're supposed to light candles, sit around in your room, dim the lights, and you can actually feel the same presence and spirit that they felt in California in the first Church of Satan. As you saw back this past spring, where the police found those dead bodies, who would have thought that 10 years ago? And they said that these men were to sacrifice those people to the devil for protection from smuggling drugs in the United States. Now, the way you know something's of the devil, it always runs backwards. God's will says one thing, the devil's will says another thing. God said, don't eat the fruit, the devil said, eat it. God said, husbands, love your wife, the devil says, love somebody else's wife. God said, if you don't obey your parents, the devil says, you don't have to do a thing they do, or do a thing they tell you to do. Let me tell you, brother, you always know the devil makes things go backward. Most of you are familiar with this. It's called the New Age movement. And brother, there's so much information on this, I don't have time to preach about it, but suffice it to say, the New Age movement is a movement that the devil has raised up to get everybody in one big mass and one big family. And you know what they say? I've got a book where I can give you a quote from one of the New Age movement leaders that the biggest hindrance they have to accomplishing their goal is what they term fundamentalist. They're going to do away with the family. They're going to do away with the home. They want to do away with any religion as we know it today and establish a new world order by the year 2000. They've already got it planned. They have people in this movement like Shirley MacLaine. Now, you know how Shirley MacLaine got into it? A few years ago, she was taking a bath. And she said as she was sitting in the bathtub, suddenly she became the water. And the water became her. And she became the tub. And the wall. And she had this experience and opened up her third eye by which she perceived vast wisdom and knowledge. And suddenly, she began to get into this thing of channeling. You know what channeling is? It's somebody getting in touch with a spirit from the spirit world to give you a message from the other world. And we have movie stars in this thing by the scores pushing it on TV talk shows down people's throats. Now, you know what they believe? They believe that fundamentalists, people just like us, We don't use the term fundamentalist, but that's what they call us. They believe that they can't accomplish their goals until we're gone. And they happen to be right about that. As a matter of fact, we are going to be gone. Their problem is going to be explaining what happened to us. And I'm going to show you how they're going to do it. They say you're going to perceive this stuff, see? Through some nutty thing like that, right where that mark's going to go. You see that top line up there? They believe that UFOs are coming by the thousands, and they're going trying to take over. This lady right here she's an ordained minister, and I'm going to let you hear her as she speaks from the power of a demon. She gets messages. She said Jesus Christ talked to her and told her that he was a normal human being and for people to leave him alone and quit trying to deify him and let him rest in peace. Listen to her.
I hate the myself and I'm going to do it and I don't want to be here.
Feel that spirit?
I don't want to be hurt anymore. Make him go away. Make him go away.
I saw them put me in the ground. Oh, I see my body. Oh, God, my heart.
life every now and then and get them demons out of here. You say, Brother Danny, you ain't crazy as Ruckman. Are you to believe in UFOs? Hey, man, there's something flying around out there. And I'll tell you this, if some little thing looks like a Christmas tree lands in your yard, it's got lights going all the way around it, and little purple people get in, don't get in it! Run in the bedroom, shut the door, and plead the blood of Jesus. And say, oh, God, help me. Hey, that ain't angels, man. And I'm going to show you something. There's a picture of one. Now, you know what they think? They think these are superior beings from other planets that's going to come and help us solve our problems by the year 2000. You want me to let you hear that? I'll let you hear a woman saying that under a trance like hypnosis under the power of a demon. And you know when they're coming? In the year 1999 as a flash in the sky. See, it's the modern day Tower of Babel. The drama is winding down. Wouldn't it be something if the Lord let them accomplish all their plans and the Bible believers disappeared? And you see, they're going to come on there. See, I'm going to show you a rock singer in a minute that says that UFOs are friends and they're coming to take us here and take us there. And these UFOs are coming here and they're going to be my friends and your friends. And they're going to say, our world plans can't be accomplished as long as these old Bible preaching, hell, damnation, eternity, these people have a warped mentality. They've got to be done away with. But we keep growing and keep getting people say. So what's going to happen? We're going to disappear. And they're going to say that the only way that world peace could come would be that UFOs had to come and get us and transport us to another planet to rehabilitate us. Yeah. That's what they're going to say. You say, you're getting wild on us. Yep. Well, why wouldn't they believe that? God's going to send them strong delusion that they'd believe a lie. Now, the truth is, we are going to be getting rehabilitated, man. And, brother, when we come back, you talk about rehabilitated. We're going to come back and they're going to say, whose side are you on? And we'll say, we didn't come to take sides, we come to take over. Move over, man. And we're going to run the show for 1,000 years. But before that, look what's got to happen. Hear this woman? She's going to prophesy under the power of a demon about those UFOs in just a moment.
Run. Henry's so far ahead, I can't even see him. He says he sees a cave. It's a dark cave. There's many trees around it. Oh, God, get us in there. I can't breathe. It's smoke, fire.
Now, remember now, she don't know where this is coming from. If something else got a hold of her body and mouth, these are not her words. Listen what she says. She's speaking now of UFOs.
Diane is involved in contacting the dead and making prophecies while under hypnosis. Mary is a hypnotist and performs occult healings.
Listen carefully.
Stop it. Can't you see that something's going on?
It will be the year, your year, of around 1999. We will come again. This time we will not frighten you like we have done in the past. You will see us as a flash in the sky.
When I was 8 years old, I noticed that...
You hear that? This is a rock singer, Nina Hagen, or Hagen as they pronounce it in Germany. And I got this record in Germany when I was over there. When she sings, there's about 5 voices come out of her mouth. Some male, some female, some dark, deep, and scratchy, others high and feminine, and all she sings about is one world this, and UFOs are our friends. They're coming to get us and going to be on Good Morning America. Right, man, that's right. I can show you the words to her song. Something spooky's going on here.
As I was having a lot of nightmares and things like that. About the time I was 10, my mother very innocently bought me a Ouija board, and she would play with that Ouija board with me.
And
this Ouija board would make the most accurate predictions, though. It would tell us events that were going to happen, little accidents that would happen, things of this nature. And one day we decided to ask that Ouija board who he was. And he told us he was Satan, that he was the devil. And we laughed and thought, oh, isn't that silly? There's no such thing as the devil.
Yeah. That's how the devil gets girls. Ouija boards at slumber parties. Seances. Now look at this. This is an actual cult in California. They meet together on regular occasions. Their job is to sacrifice and eat a human body. The first thing they do, after they examine the body, they give each member of the group a certain appeal, like drugs. This is a real thing. This is a real picture. It is really going on. And then they begin to cut the body and eat it. Weird, man. This is what's going on in the United States tonight. This is what's going on in culture, America.
This is ours. This is ours, people. Feel it. Come on. Come on. Touch it. Touch it.
They progress, and the blood's on them, that degenerates into an orgy. They begin to kiss and lick the blood off each other's bodies. Educated America, brother, that's sign of the times. That's cannibalism. One of the most popular rock groups in America right now, some of you kids crazy over them, Fine Young Cannibals. Boy, some of you girls are nasty. You nasty thing, you. She drives me crazy. That's what I reckon she does, man. She's eating her guts. Now look at here. In the Old Testament, when you then refused to bow down and worship the image, you was tucked into the furnace of fire. In the New Testament, history repeats itself, you lose your head. Let's look at how close we are to this thing actually coming to pass. This is a movie being showed across America. After 300 years in the womb of hell, the son of Satan is born at video stores across this country. The beast system, what I'm going to show you in the next 10 minutes, is secular media news. That religion didn't put out a bit of this stuff that I'm getting ready to show you in the next 10 minutes. How close are we to accepting the mark? Oh, there you see Brussels, Belgium. Now, right there in Brussels, Belgium is where the giant computer sits. And the thing, you know what they call that thing? They call it the beast. Isn't that wild? It can assign everybody in the world a number. And it's able to keep up with all the business transactions. And I'll show you how it hooks into the United States and how in the next few years, everything you buy at the store will wind up being recorded right there. Did you know they got another one down here in Luxembourg? And you know what they said that thing did? It's like 3 stories high. And they said 2 stories of it's underground and 1 story's out of ground. They said it's the beast rising out of the earth. Here's the building the common market meets in. And ever so often, the European common market meets in these buildings, and I think they got, I don't know, how many they got now, 12? Something like that. And boy, these guys meet, and they discuss one world this and that. These are computer hot points that you're going to be linked in this country. Like Los Angeles, you know, Miami, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and these places are places where computers are linked in to go across the ocean and hooked into the big computer called the beast. And as you can see from this photo, any transaction you make here in Florida will go directly to this line right here to headquarters and put in the big computer. It's already set up. Everything you buy at the store has those marks on it. They're looking for a leader. As leaders of days gone by, the world is saying, send us a man. Send us somebody to get us out of this mess. Send us somebody. This is that meeting table where they meet every month and discuss things that are coming to pass. As the scriptures are being fulfilled, one right after another. You see these things at banks nowadays? Sam the super teller, where you just stick a card in there, do business transactions, make withdrawals from your savings account, right? Make checks and business transactions with no help from a human being. Supercomputers is the thing we're seeing today. This is the seal of the common market. The Lamb and the 666. You say, now, preacher, why did they choose 666? Write them and ask them. Do you know what they say? They say, any connection it has with the Bible is strictly coincidental. We chose the sixes because a computer scanner can read them easily. Right. Here is a hand scanner already developed to tell if you've got the mark on your hand. It may be invisible, you know, and nobody know if you've got it or not till you go to buy or sell. That old King James Bible said that thing before there's ever... Anybody ever heard of a computer? When that book says it, brother, you just as well get ready. You just as well pack your bags and bank on it. If that book says it, it'll come right on through. What does the book say? No man might buy or sell, save that it had the mark. If you're not saved here tonight, do you know when that was penned? 2,000 years ago. You're not in any religious crowd tonight. You're not in a denomination we just thought up to scare people. You are in the church of the Lord God Almighty. We're here to warn you about hell. You better do something tonight. This thing didn't start yesterday. They say with these trios of sixes that a scanner computer can assign everybody in the world with those combination of sixes right there, a number and have plenty to spare. They say, is Wall Street Journal done a thing on the mark of the beast? IRS officials chose 666 because a scanner can read it easily. That is wild, man. That is wild. Why not 777? Why not 888? Why not 329? Why not 964? Why 666? Coincidence, huh? You know what's even wilder? That it will show that in people's face and they still don't believe. You're so full of sin and the devil has got you blinded that you don't even realize the danger you're in. These are shirts in China on the rack with a 666 stamped in the collars in China. The U.S. Department of Treasury Alcohol and Farm Division with their official seal of the 666. Lear Siegler Incorporated with their seal. W-2 form from the Internal Revenue back in 1980 said to enter first as a prefix 666, 666, and example 666 for your entering to fill out your taxes. Zaire Department Store had some of their credit cards with this prefix. This is a secular magazine. Preachers didn't write this. People that ain't even Christians wrote this. And they said, are you ready for your number on your head? So are we. It's coming, man. That stuff's being circulated on college campuses. They don't never put that on the news. The devil won't allow that to be put on the news. You're privileged here tonight. You're getting to hear something you'll never hear on the news. They say, this is your worldwide money card. Your final card is ready. Your final number is assigned. Now you'll see the computer marks here. Almost everything you got in your house has these marks on it. And usually there's 2, 4, 6 of them longer than the rest of them. Up here, as you might can see from this picture, if you'll look hard, there's the international code. That's 666. Your national code. In our case, America, 110. That's our national number, the United States. Your area code. In your case, 904, right? All right? And then your social security number. There's your card. Ready. J.C. Penney done the same thing. You say, preacher, I checked all my credit cards and they ain't none of them got 666 on them. Yeah, but you turn around on the back and there's a black streak across the back of them with some stuff behind that you can't see. Amen. South Central Bell done the same thing. Before you put your social security number in, the prefix. 666. Hey, how many of y'all heard about, did you hear about down here? It's all over up around North Carolina. A few years ago, there's a bunch of old folks got their welfare, social security checks, and they said that they could not be cashed unless the person bearing them had the mark on their hand or on their forehead. And the people sent it back, and the government sent them a letter. They said, send those checks back. They were sent out by mistake. We're not ready for them yet. That's a proven fact. That really happened. If you heard about that, say amen. Why don't they put that on the news? Look at here. A smart card. Got them little things, ain't much bigger than a credit card, man. Do all your business transactions. Do your stuff with them. That's the way the world's going. Sears credit card does the same thing. Here's a picture in another secular magazine showing the computer marks on a fella's right hand. Not his left. Nothing to do with a church had anything to do with that. That's a secular magazine. Magazines like Psychology Today, stuff like that. That's a picture in the magazine on college campuses saying, here's the future. Hey, I believe it'd be a good time for some of us as God's people to get off of our can and get right with God and start doing something. I think some of us played church a little bit too long. I think some of us have fooled around and fooled around and fooled around. We need to get right with God ourselves. Look at this, folks. Had this computer marks on this thing here. Had these other strange marks down here. And somebody wrote them and said, what in the world does that mean? And the company wrote back and said, oh, that's forehead or hand. Better let that sink in a minute, haven't we? Now you looking at that? Here's what our department stores are going to be like in a few years. And as this thing keeps getting worse and worse, winding down and getting closer to the end, we're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. And the signs are being fulfilled. God's people are getting ready. The devil's setting the stage. The signs are being fulfilled. You better look long and hard. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're headed for the tribulation. A time when the water will turn to blood. A time when the sun will scorch men with heat. A time when men will beg to die and can't die. A time when you'll wish to God you was never born. But you'll suffer the most terrible time that Jesus said had ever been or would ever be again. And as it begins to get worse, signs will be fulfilled. You'll realize you rejected the Savior. It's going to get worse and worse. But you'll lose your head if you try to take a stand for God. The water will turn to blood. Out of the shower. Out of the spigot. No water. No help. No God. Jews will run from the Antichrist into that red rock city of Petra. Woe unto them that be a child and them that give suck in those days. It'll be awful. It'll be a nightmare. There'll be people sitting here tonight that will live through that time of the most terrible time that the world has ever seen. Because you rejected the Savior. You say, oh my God, preacher, I don't want to live through that time. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be in that nightmare. Why'd you even bring me here tonight to see this? I'll tell you why. There's something real good going to happen before this. And that's why we're shouting. That's why we're happy. You know why? Because he is not we're not appointed to a wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, there's a better day coming for the child of God. I'll guarantee you, brother, this world has never seen the likes of where me and you's headed. Sinners like us deserve to go to hell, ain't worth a dime, and we're leaving out, boy, before the bad show starts. I thought about that funeral a lot of time. I wonder where the preacher is in that thing. He might not have been saved. Wouldn't that be something if you were sitting in a funeral? Yes, he was a fine... About half the congregation disappear. Boy, they ought to make a movie out of that and put it on TV. About a series, about 2 hours every night for a week. Well, you'd see revival come. I thought about that a lot of times. I thought, what it would be like down at the hospital. You know, grandma goes in for her operation for cancer. She's been laying there for days of suffering. The old doctor pulls outside in his BMW, you know, and he's rich, you know, and maybe he's running around on his wife and helping. Drunk the night before, and grandma goes in. The preacher said, now, mama, we're praying for you. Oh, that's all right, preacher. Here, there, in there, I'll see you. And boy, she goes all in there. Doctor turned around and said, nurse, give me the knife over here. When he does that, the rapture comes. He looks back around. Grandma's gone. He has a heart attack. Falls up. Boy, don't you know it's going to be wild? I like them little signs people put on the dashboard of their car, you know. Where you pick up a hitchhiker over there, where he said, and it says, in case of rapture, driver of this car will disappear. Boy, you want to get some weird looks from hitchhikers. He says, what does that mean? You say, well, if I disappear, the Lord come got me, would you drive this car? He goes, whoa, let me out right here. Well, it's a coming. And you that are on the job, you've been out there and they've been making fun of you for carrying that Bible in your pocket. And you've been memorizing Scripture and trying to do right. And they've called you every name in the book. And they've called you a heretic and ruckmanite and cult leader and follower and everything else. You just hang around, honey. The best is yet to come. God ain't forgot us. He's not slack concerning His promise. The Lord said, if I go away, I will come again. He's coming after us. You say, well, You ain't going to scare me tonight. I know why you got me here, trying to scare me into making some kind of a commitment. Okay, big shot. It's your life. Do what you want to do. Here is you. You're tough, ain't you? Nobody's going to cram religion down your throat. You're going to do your own thing, ain't you, big boy? Nobody's going to tell you how to live. You're too cool to pray, ain't you? I mean, you're tough, ain't you? You're bad boy, I tell you. You are tough. All right. Let me show you what's going to happen to you. I showed you my future. Now let me show you yours if you're not saved. First thing going to happen, you're going to die. God's going to hold you up there one of these days, and you're going to stand and give an account of everything you've ever done wrong in your life. And you know what you're going to say? You ain't going to say one word. Not one word. And then what they're going to do to you is God's going to say, bind him hand and foot and cast him into outer darkness. And here's where you're going to go. It's your choice. Okay, kid, you made your mind up? Go on back to school Monday and talk dirty with your friends. Watch your dirty movies. Smoke your dope. Drink your beer. Be cool. Don't listen to the preacher. You know where you're going to wind up, don't you? I didn't ask to be born. Yeah, but you was, and now you've got a responsibility. I'm not trying to be mean. God loves you. We love you. And you can get out of it tonight. You don't have to go to hell. Oh, guess what we're going to be doing while you're doing that? Amen. Just think of the difference, man. Think of it. Hallelujah. We'll be on the Sea of Glass. Woo! Hallelujah. We'll worship Him forever and ever and ever and ever. No more death. No more dying. No more tears. No more broken homes. No more broken hearts. No more sickness. No more temptation. No more devil. Forever and ever. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get crowned and do this with them. Woo! All you think about it, worship Him, worship Him. Lord, we love you. What a difference tonight. Perfect peace and harmony forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, Lord of God, hallelujah. He shall reign forever and ever. Say. says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You want to go ahead? Anybody here dumb enough not to take a deal like that? You are out of your mind if you'd rather go to hell than heaven. I have proved you tonight the Bible is the Word of God. You knew it before I even said anything. We've already got a young man in altar over here tonight. And if God's dealing with your heart tonight, the rapture may come the next 5 minutes. You better think real long and hard. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'm not religious. You don't need to be religious. You say, well, preacher, I don't know nothing about God. All you need to know is that you've sinned, that Jesus died for your sins, and if you'll believe in Him, He'll come into your heart and save your soul. You say, is it that easy? Yeah, it is. There's a man walked up an old rugged heap for you 2,000 years ago. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Some of you young people here tonight, you've been running from God. God spoke to you. You've had close calls and almost been in car wrecks. Everything else. You better get down here tonight. Get your life right with God before you mess around and lose your soul. You only got one life. It'll soon be passed. Let's stand. Let's get out of your seat. Come on right now. Come on right now, young people. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on. Let's get out of your seat. Come on right now. Come on. Come on! Let God help you tonight. Just get out of your seat and come. We're going to pray. We're going to settle this thing with God here this evening. There'll be somebody here to pray with you if you'll come. Come on, that's right. Somebody pray with these kids over here. Amen. Somebody pray with this fella. Amen. There you go. Somebody pray with these girls. There's enough preachers here tonight to pray with every one of you. God's dealing with your heart here this evening. Amen. Get all these kids over here. Some of you preachers. Amen. Thank God. All these are coming here. Just kneel all around here, kids. There's plenty of room. Some of you fellas on this front row might want to just clear over and make an altar there. Somebody help these boys right here. Hey, you're running out of time, buddy. You're running out of time. Make sure all these boys, you know some of them, some new preachers. There you go. Come on, fellas. Come on. Come on. That's right. Amen. Come on, girls. Yeah. There you go. The door's still open. The door's still open. Come on. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. He'll have mercy upon him. Thy God. He will abundantly pardon. Come on, there you go. Amen, 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 amen. Come on tonight. Come on, kid. Amen. Pray this man. Amen. Thank God. I like to see them tears. I like to see somebody say, God, I've sinned. Amen. Come on, come on, right now. Come on, kid. How about it, mama? How about it, daddy? Amen. There you go. Thank God. Thank God. Come on this evening. Come on. Settle it. Settle that old account. Settle that thing once and for all. Amen. There you go. Amen. Make sure all of you have somebody to pray with it. Some's still coming. How about it? Amen. Thank God, young lady. Come on. Just turn it all over to Jesus tonight. Turn it all over to Jesus tonight. Maybe you've been saved here, but you ain't been living right. Get down here and get it right. Get down here and settle this thing. God's dealing with your heart. The Lord is coming soon. He's coming soon. Prepare to meet Him. Thank God. Thank God. Yes. Yes. Pour it out now, kids. Just pour it out. Tell the Lord everything that's on your heart. Just throw it up. Just vomit out all your old sin. Tell Him you're sorry. Tell Him you're lying.
life's going to be different. Just turn it all over to him. How about it, teenager? Hey, don't wait too late, man. Don't wait too late. It might be too late for you in 5 minutes. The rapture might be getting ready to hit here tonight. Would you come? These are going to be keeping practice on these kids. Make sure if you pray to somebody that you get a hold of before they get gone here. Amen. The woman's calling something. Amen. There you go. There you go. Come on. Amen. Keep coming. Keep coming. How about it? Keep coming. God's going to make another swoop through here. Let the Lord help you tonight. Let the Lord help you tonight. Hey, how about you? How about you? Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. You're going to get left behind. While these are praying, I tell you what I believe we ought to do right quick. All of our kids, come up here just a minute. All of our kids, they're going to come up here, come around this way, get up here a minute. While God's dealing with these, we're going to get a record of these kids here. And maybe get out some of these cards and give them some information to fill out. Come around this way, come up here, and just a minute. I don't believe God's through here tonight. God's not through here tonight. The Lord wants to get a hold of you tonight. The Lord wants to get a hold of you this evening. He sure does. God wants to do something for you tonight, young man. Look at all these teenagers. Some of them were out in sin. Some of them on drugs. Some of them living for the devil. And now they're saved and living right. They can do it. You can do it. Hear me? If they can do it, you can do it. If God will do it for these, God will do it for you. You can make it. Come on. You can make it. Come on.
Hallelujah!
don't know when, but he's a coming. There comes some more. Amen. Thank God. Come on, young people. Come on, young people. Come on to Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
He's coming again.
Hey.
Hallelujah. He's coming again. Hallelujah.
Listen tonight, God's still speaking. I see some kids, young people crying. I see some hugging necks. If God Almighty's dealing with you tonight, you better listen real careful, friend. You better take advantage of this chance. This ain't no show here tonight. This ain't no circus, brother. This is God opening the door for you to stay out of hell. Get that dawning of the day. We're going to sing it. Then we're going to be through if you don't come. This is your chance. Listen carefully. These kids love you. They've been praying for you before they come down here. How about it?
In the darkness of the night, feeling so alone, a restless night of trouble seems to be so long. Each minute that is passing seems an hour away. And then I feel His loving arms, and I hear Him gently say, it's not very long till dawn will be breaking. God's Son will come, just a night away. All things will be changed when His Son comes through the clouds. So just look tonight for the dawning of the day.
Come on, come on, that's right. Come
all
on.
Times I get discouraged, thinking Satan is
don't
so strong.
Listen.
But that's when I need reminding that God's still on the throne.
Yes.
And He'll send His Son
Lord,
to
amen.
Bring me
yeah.
home
amen.
With Him someday.
Thank God.
Of this I can
on,
be happy.
Come on,
though dark may be the way, it's not very long till dawn will be breaking. God's Son will I get discouraged.
This is your chance.
Thinking
tonight.
Satan is so strong.
This is your chance.
But that's when I need reminding that God's still on the throne. And he'll send his son to bring me home with him someday. Of this I can be happy, though dark may be the way. It's not very long till dawn will be breaking. God's sun will come and chase the night away. All things will be changed when the sun comes through the clouds. But just look tonight.
I want to thank you, Lord. Let's sing a verse of that right quick. I thank God I'm saved tonight. I'm glad it's getting better and better.
Just want to thank you, Lord, for every time we heard me pray. You made the good times out of the bad. You've been the best friend I've ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard me pray. Just want to thank you. I just want to thank you.